Coming up on episode number 385, I'm back from Vegas, and I really didn't want to work hard, so I decided I'd do another all-request night. Plus, like I've told you in the past, I got a ton of these to get through. So, tonight you're going to hear covers of Fleetwood Mac, Pet Shop Boys, and Duran Duran. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's October 14th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the All Request Night, which really takes a lot of the work off of my hands, I have to tell you. It's actually pretty cool to be able to go through the email and find some things that people have requested or called in with requests for, things that I'd never heard of before. And just about all of the things you're going to hear tonight are songs I had no idea even existed before people like you requested them. So let's get things kicked off with a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Feelin' Groovy. It's the, now this one is called Feelin' Groovy, but what the actual name is, the 59th Street song? 59th, you know what? I'll know by the time we get back. This is Jim's Big Ego with his rendition. Very Sean Mullins-esque take, if you ask me, of Feelin' Groovy.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down a cobblestone, looking for fun. You're feeling groovy. You know when I come to watch you, flowers growing. Why ain't you got no rhyme for me? Doing the do, I'm feeling groovy. La di da di da di da di da di. La di da di da di da di. La di da di. La di da di. You know what you get this? La di da di. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some people who's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic right. All in y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition. And that I create, cause that's my mission. So listen to what we say, cause this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock this morning. I gave myself a stretch and a morning yawn. And I went to the bathroom to wash up. I got some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror, I'm on the wall. Who's got the biggest ego of all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said, Jim, you conceited bastard. That's true. That's why I never have no beef. So I shaved off my head and I brushed my teeth. I used oil of butane because my skin gets pale. And then came the file from my fingernails and chewed down to the nub of my behalf. I put some bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry with my body in here. I put on my tiny heel figure underwear for all the girl I might take home. got the Johnson's baby powder and the Jup cologne fresh pressed like a million bucks. I put on my John flu bugs and my fly green socks. I stepped out my house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my Kango. Then I nearly dally, I ran through the alley. I bumped into my old girl Sally from the valley. Now here's a girl plays hard to get, so said what's wrong, cause she looked upset. She said, seeing what we see, going where we go, you should be with me. But I got no plans to make, no promises to keep. Yeah, I'm dappled and drowsy and ready for sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. You're groovy. Yeah. Feel groovy. Come on, come on. Yeah, yeah. Feel groovy. Yeah. Feel groovy.
Straddle the line in discord and rhyme.
that is a group called Rats with Wings from their 2007 EP called Tiny Guns. It's a cover of Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf. Now, the first time I encountered the phrase Rats with Wings, obviously it's, well, I don't know if it's obvious, but it is a reference to pigeons. First time I heard that was on Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari, but apparently, even before that, it was used in the Woody Allen movie Stardust Memories to describe pigeons. So that's where that phrase, rats with wings, comes from. Before that, you heard Jim's Big Ego, a guy from Boston, from his album Don't Get Smart, with kind of a Jack Johnson-y, Sean Mullins-y rendition of Simon and Garfunkel's Feelin' Groovy. And yeah, I did have that right. It was the 59th Street Bridge song, which is the real name of that tune, with Feelin' Groovy in parentheses. There's your education for today. Hope you enjoyed that. The Hungry Like the Wolf cover was requested by Ian from New York, and the Feelin' Groovy suggestion came from Matt from New York. Hey, two New York guys. All right, good job. Let's continue on with a request I got from my Uncle George. He didn't even need to email me. He just called me up with this one. It's a request for Gail Swanson and her version of Jethro Tull's Locomotive Breath.
my name's Luke. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Just started listening to the show about a couple weeks ago. I came across it because you were playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show selection with Anthony Stewart Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was actually on a Buffy the Vampire Slayer forum, weenuts.com, and somebody had pointed your slide out because he was on there. Well, at any rate, I was calling because I've been going over a lot of the different covers you've been playing since the show started, and one song I don't think you've played yet is a cover of the Pet Shop Boys' Rent by a British group called Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. They were together from the late 80s through beginning of the 90s. Really underrated, but really, really fun. Kind of think Big Black with the heavy drum machines meets some sort of synth, fun, excitement, wonderfulness. But if you can track it down, they do a cover, and it's a little bit hard to find. It was on a Japanese import. Otherwise, I'm sure you can find it if you just do a little bit of creative internet searching, but it'd be really, I think it'd be really good for the show. So if you can track it down, go for it. So keep up the good work, and have a great day.
You dress me up, I'm your puppet. You buy me things, I love it. You bring me food, I need it. You give me love,
I feed it! Woo!
I never wanted anything. It's easy. You buy me whatever I need. Look at my hopes. Look at my dreams. The currency we've spent. I love you. You pay my rent. I love you.
Pleasure is the inevitable byproduct of our civilization. The tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
You find me in the evening, on the hillside, and bought me caviar. You took me to a restaurant, full and Broadway, to tell me who you are. We never ever argue, we never calculate the currency we've spent. I love you. You pay my rent.
How much indeed. That is Carter, the unstoppable sex machine, although I'd call him Carter the abruptly stopping sex machine. With their cover there of Rent by the Pet Shop Boys, that comes from a 2007 compilation called You Fat Bastard. I first heard of Carter USM for short way back in the 80s. God, I think it was the 80s. A song called Sheriff Fat Man, and went out and picked up that album. And lo and behold, this was, really early on in getting into cover songs. But that one included a great cover of The Impossible Dream. They also do a cover, a really good cover of In Spiral Carpets. This is How It Feels. So at some point in the future, we'll get one of those on the show. That was a request by Luke from Wichita. Great suggestion. And then before that, Gail Swanson with Jethro Tull's Locomotive Breath from her 1999 release, Standing on the Bridge. Really quickly, I want to tell you about the sponsor for this week's group of shows, Audio Engine USA and their Audio Engine 2 and Audio Engine 5 speakers. Heck, you know, you got twos, you got fives. Just like the numbers, the twos are smaller. That's all you need to know. So you've been upgrading things on your computer, right? You've gotten a bigger hard drive or you've gotten a better monitor, things like that. Are you still listening to your music and the things from your computer on little plastic speakers that maybe came with it, or at least little ones that you got when you bought your computer? Maybe it's time to upgrade those. And the best ones that you can find are going to be Audio Engine 2s. Not only do they sound great, but they don't take up a lot of space on your desk. They look beautiful in a nice compact size that is not going to take up a lot of room. Although it's going to sound like they're taking up a lot of room because of the sound is so big. So check them out. Audio Engine 2s, you can find them in a really nice black piano finish or white piano finish, just to go with whatever your decor may be. And if you use the link on Coverville in the show notes, it'll take you right to their website where you can find out more about their Audio Engine 2s, the smaller ones, and then the Audio Engine 5s, which, yes, you guessed it, are the bigger ones. AudioEngineUSA.com or go to coverville.com/audioengine. Continuing on with a request, and while that last song was playing, I was trying to look up and see who actually requested this, and I can't find the original email. I can't find the email of the person who asked me to play this song. So whoever you are, I hope you enjoy this. It's going out to you. It's Lust for Life, Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, yes, covered here by Bad Livers from their album The Golden Years. Here's Bad Livers.
Well, here comes Johnny in again with the liquor and the drugs and the flesh machine. Well, he's gonna do another strip team. Hey, man, where'd you get that lotion? My skin starts itching when I bought the gimmick of something called love. Yeah, love, love, love. Well, that's like a hypnotizing chicken. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I had it in the ear before. I've got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. Uniform, let it go in long. I'm worth a million in prices, and I'm through with sleeping on a sidewalk. No more beat my brains, no more beat my brains. With the liquor and the drugs, yeah, the liquor and the drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I had it in the ear before. I've got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for life. I got a lust for life.
shape I'm in. Can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. Might not give the answer that you want me to. By me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. Might not give the answer that you want me to.
Leo Kottke with some help from Mike Gordon doing a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. That was a request, and I hid the person's name that requested it. Sorry, let me pull that back up here. That was requested by Wayne from Woodstock, Georgia. Good suggestion there. Love that track. Before that, Lust for Life, also kind of done in that twangy country style. That version was performed by Bad Livers from their album The Golden Years. Well, Tina is in the house.
I am.
In the basement.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Brian went to Las Vegas, and the entire time he was gone, Tristan was sick, and I was housebound. I felt like Dan Class, and I was going crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was bad timing.
It was really bad timing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, got to see Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Out there. Puts on an amazing show. There's, you know, he's talking about retiring at the end of this year. So if you want to see Richard Cheese, make sure you do it before the end of 2007. He's got a show in L.A. Excuse me. A show in L.A. And then I think a couple more shows in Las Vegas. Check out his website, which is richardcheese.com, to check on the dates and stuff. But we'll be hearing more from him by the end of the year. Of course, he's got a great Christmas song that I think we're going to have to dig out.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. anything you want to say before we get into Musically Challenged?
No.
All right. All right. This one is a T-S-T-R-T. Oh, the song title retains the name. No, the song title remains the same. This is a this comes from JR from Valencia, and I didn't abbreviate that one. All right, let's go right into this. Here's Musically Challenged.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California.
Hey, JR.
Hello.
We love your oranges.
And I'm back with another edition of Musically Challenged. The song title remains the same. where each question consists of clips of two different songs that share the same song title. You need to name the song title and the artists performing in the clips. Yes, it's just that easy, so let's get started. Here's question one.
Okay. Yep.
What is that?
All right, so...
Oh, it's the guy who married Janet Jackson, her first husband.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
What's his name?
Well, the group is The Time.
The Time.
They were the bad guys in Purple Rain, or at least Morris Day was the bad guy. Was Morris Day married to...
No, I was thinking of another man.
Okay. Do you know the song? And it's not O-E, O-E, O.
I know it's not. I do not know it. No.
It's Jungle Love.
Okay, yeah.
And then the first one was Jungle Love by, do you know that one before I say it?
Can you play it again?
Yeah, sure.
I've lost my thoughts.
Oops, didn't go far back. That's all you get. I'm just going to let this play out.
Here.
My jungle love. Oh-wee, oh-wee.
Yeah, the other one, I can't think of who it is.
You saw him in concert without me. Steve Miller.
Oh, Steve Miller, yeah.
Steve Miller Band, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Let's go to number two.
Here's question two.
Sounds like Prince. Who that sounded like possibly.
Hold on. All right.
Wow,
so,
that was hard.
That's Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Who did that first Miss You, though? Is that, it sounded like Eric Clapton
on
guitar.
That's what I was
thinking,
yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, either him or who's the guy that I don't really care for that much, but you like him and Cliff Fuel likes him?
You're not talking about Steely Dan,
yeah.
Are you? There's nobody named Steely Dan.
Okay.
Well. And we got to do something about your dislike of Steely Dan.
No,
that's
you
just
don't.
Not it's not right.
It is perfectly
you can't
fine
be
for me.
Married to me and not like Steely Dan.
Yes,
so.
I can. It's possible for 15 years, so back off.
All right.
And here is question 3.
It's Only Love. No, is that... No, oh, that's the title. Shoot.
Wow, okay, that one... Jeez, that first one sounded really familiar.
Oh, you didn't know it?
I'm going to go back.
It's like... it's an 80s.
And here is question 3.
It's like a Corey Hart or something. It's Only Love. And then it goes into like a guitar riff.
Ooh, all right.
Okay, the second one
say,
I have no clue.
So you're going to say It's Only Love is the...
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah, works for me. That's fine.
It's,
the second
it's not
one...
It's Corey Hart, but it's like...
Was it Corey Haim?
No.
Corey
he's
Feldman?
An actor. No, but it's somebody from that genre.
Okay.
Okay.
Brian Adams or...
Yeah, I think it's Brian Adams. That's
okay.
It. Okay.
And then, so that second one sounded like it had some Jeff Lynne production on it. So I'm going to say it's like Roy Orbison or... It wasn't a Tom Petty that I recognized, but you never know. All right.
Okay.
And now the answers. Song title one was Jungle Love. The artists were Steve Miller Band and The Time.
You know, I heard a great Mondegreen, you know, those misheard song lyrics?
Yeah.
For Jungle Love?
Yeah.
It was Chug-a-Lug, Strawberry Man, You're Making Me Crazy.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Radio.
Song title 2 was Miss You. The artists were Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing over there with the chair?
Sorry, the chair just went down.
All right, you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
And song title 3 was It's Only Love.
Nice.
I did it.
We had Bryan Adams featuring Tina Turner. And since we had the Stones in question 2, I had to give equal time to the Beatles.
Oh. No way.
That was a Beatles song? Whoops.
It's only love. It's only love. And that is all.
Oh, jeez. Of course.
Why should I feel the way I do?
It's only I can see why you say the word.
And that is all. But it's so hard loving you.
Yeah, but Jeff Lynne. Jeff
Lynne
production.
And that's it. Until next time, thanks for playing.
Thank you, JR. That was excellent. Oh, my God, how embarrassing. Yeah, Jeff Lynne production, maybe not so much back then with the Beatles.
I don't even know who Jeff Lynne is.
He's the guy behind Traveling Wilburys and Electric Light Orchestra. And incidentally, Jeff Lynne did do production for the Beatles later on. He did those two new songs that they came out with the anthologies.
Okay. Well, you still didn't get credit for it, though.
And he's worked with George Harrison. And so there's something there, right?
No. It's a far stretch, but no.
Right. 5 out of 6. Good job, Tina, on that Bryan Adams one.
Well, I thank you.
Nicely done. All right. That is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you want to email me, the email address is coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line, like you heard Luke from Wichita earlier, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Love getting those voicemails. And if you don't like either of those methods, well, all right, you can do the post a message on coverville.com or in the forums. And that's another way of getting them to me. Special thanks to Audio Engine Pro. I'm sorry, Audio Engine USA. Thinking Audio Hijack Pro. Audio Engine USA for sponsoring Coverville and their excellent Audio Engine speakers. Special thanks for Tina.
You're welcome.
And to JR from Valencia. Special thanks to you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow night. Yes, no break, no rest for the wicked here. Tomorrow night will be a cover story for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You know what? I'm gonna loosen it up for myself. Either tomorrow night or Friday night is going to be the cover story. Because I've been trying to play catch up with everything since Las Vegas. So it's going to be one of the next two nights.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, okay, fine. I guess you really don't, do you? All right, stick around for the Four Seasons. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Beatnik Podcast Network, and bandwidth of Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Just trying to keep it under 41 minutes.